This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Safety FM Mini. You know how this is going to go. This is a short abbreviation version of whatever the heck we have to talk about that's going on inside of the world of safety. Thank you for all of the love and support that came about from last week's episode. Hey, I was just trying to do something a little bit different. Glad to hear that a lot of you enjoyed it. And yeah, I know some people didn't like it as well because they didn't feel that it was safety oriented. But hey, it was time to relax and do some different things. I get it. So let's talk today. I have to tell you, I, from time to time, will go back and take a read to some of the books that I have liked. And there's some books that I'll read over and over again, or should I say listen to over and over again throughout the years, even though I might have read it or listened to it last year. I might go back again and listen to it this year and so on. So I have to tell you, I was taking a look around at my favorite book. And it's kind of interesting on how it gives you a breakdown on different things to think about. So I wanted to cover this with you today. Be the person you've always wanted to be. It is never too late to become the person that you've always wanted to be. So much about who we are in the workplace happens without knowing that we have choices about who we are in workplaces. Self-concepts are the definition of the way that we conceive ourselves. What we think about ourselves and the way that you perceive yourself also dramatically changes how other people perceive you. Our internal conversations have a tremendous power in forming the way that we see our workplaces and ourselves. Organizations that build special identity culture spend a lot of time, effort, and money in getting their workers to think in ways that produce higher levels of production. Much of this is sought in control and slash identity control is done entirely to make the work more efficient for the company, not for the individual worker. Many of us have trained in the habits of highly effective workers. This type of training does exactly what it promises it will do. This training causes workers to evaluate their internal conversation in order to be more effective workers. This simple revolutionary act, the act of being the person you've always wanted to be, asks you and the workers around you to become more highly effective people who happen to be at work. In many ways, being the person you wanted to be may be the ultimate form of workplace revolution. Be the person you want to be at work, not the person the workplace wants you to be. Try this technique at a starting point. Go to work thinking good thoughts about the day that lies ahead. The attitude you don on the way to work makes a difference in the way you perceive your day. That simple difference in perception will become amplified and become a better working environment. Try it. The best data I could ever give you is the example of how well this simple revolutionary act works in a real workplace. And if you kind of think about this for a moment, this is almost on how they talk about in the movie The Matrix, on how a representation of your digital self. So think about this today as you go about and move forward into the workplace. What if you became the person you wanted to be? What if you were at work the person you've always wanted to be? How different would your workplace be? Think about that for a moment. By the way, that little bit of information came out of Todd Conklin's book, Simple Revolutionary Acts, Ideas to Revolutionize Yourself and Your Workplace. Such a great book. If you haven't read it, you should definitely pick it up. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.